You are now tuned in to Mind Games Uncut Radio with your host, Dee Mays.
What's going on, y'all? Welcome to another episode of Mind Games Uncut Radio. It's your host, D Maze. We're in the building. It is 4:08 a.m. in the ATL. I hope everybody's doing well. Y'all know how we do around this time. I'm trying to listen, y'all. I've been so busy. Meetings. Working on a lot of projects. We're back, so it seems like we're gonna be just doing it on Thursdays, y'all, because Mondays and Thursdays are probably gonna be too much for a brother. But you know, that's what we do. Anyway, this will be an interesting radio show. And before we get started, we're gonna go to a small commercial break, and we'll be right back.
The Good Morning from Africa Town Los Angeles Morning Radio Show is pleased to announce that we now have apparel and other merchandise on sale on our website now. That's right. If you enjoy the positive, conscious messages that the ATLA crew brings to you via radio or our other platforms via social media, we want to encourage you to show your support by donning our apparel. You can shop right now, today, at www.gmfatla.com. Get your merch today, and thank you for your support.
But I was my throat. I had to get some water. Man, you know, we get up early, and I got to hit the gym too. So I said, let me just go and record, because, you know, since I'm already up, you know, and y'all know this morning here, I don't know if it's election day all around across the country, but I know here in Georgia, it's election time. I already did my early voting because I voted in my best interest. And yeah, I advise everybody, especially if you are a Black American, to vote in your best interest. You know what I'm saying? The two-party system, to me, is bullshit. So, yeah, man. Oh, yeah. This episode is sponsored by BatterUp.com. BatterUp.com, that's BATTERUPP. BatterUp.com. Check them out also on Amazon. BatterUp.com. So, all right, y'all, here we go. Folks been talking about this for a minute, but a lot of folks haven't been talking about this. And it was brought to my attention a couple of days ago. I didn't know nothing about this. I'm like, well, I don't know where I was at. I was on YouTube or somewhere. God, I don't know who I was looking at. I think it was Willie D Live, I believe it was his. Or somebody, it don't matter. Anyway, somebody put in the comments, they said, check out Project 2025. So I said, let me check this out. Very interesting, y'all. Very interesting. So, let me just give y'all an introduction. I'm just gonna read out what it actually is. Let me see. Hold on. Let me see some of y'all. So I can put this up for y'all. Hold on. Oh, but I am Stumped up this morning. Oh, man. Dropping stuff. Look, I guess they'll want me to listen. I guess they'll want me to know about it. Lights dropping in the studio. I'm like, what in the hell was that? But anyway, damn, that never happened. Wow, that's crazy. Got a ghost up in the goddamn room. Anyway, so here we go, y'all. I'm trying to pull up the... It's an actual term for it. It says, what is Schedule F? Let me go back, y'all. Let me see. Okay. Okay. Project 225 reveal, America's turning point. Okay, let me see some. We got so many different things about it. Let me see some of y'all. Hold on. Bell with a brother. Bell with a brother. Damn, you see, okay. Okay. Damn, you know what? I'm trying to you know what? Let's do this. I'm gonna play this audio for y'all and then we'll get back to this. Alright, let's cut the music. And here we go, y'all. Check this out.
About the plan to make Trump dictator.
Hold on, y'all. Let me go back. Here we go. Okay.
A very good article about the plan to make Trump dictator that is in Salon, written by our friend Chauncey DeVega. I encourage you to take a look at the article. What I want to impress upon you right now is that the right has a much more specific and actionable plan, if Trump is elected, to make him a de facto dictator than you might know, than you might believe. Chauncey argues in his article that Donald Trump right now in 2023 is effectively a dictator in waiting. He has already started to threaten to put his enemies in prison and to do even worse things to them.
Now, this sounds more like a conspiracy theory. I mean, I'm hearing rumors about if Biden wins and Trump loses, that there's going to be a civil war. This is kind of similar to the same thing, but let's continue and see, you know, what he's talking about.
He's talking about killing them. Chauncey's article talks about Trump's violent and dangerous behavior. His interview with Glenn Beck, where he says, "I would imprison my enemies. Yeah, I'm going to have no choice. Listen, they're doing it to us. We're going to have to do it to them." Of course, there's no evidence that Joe Biden is doing anything when it comes to Trump's criminal charges. Donald Trump has talked about the infrastructure that his advisors are creating in which he would implement Agenda 47 and Projects 2025. And this would make Trump a neo-fascist dictator in the United States. I am rarely hyperbolic on this program. When people call in and say, "David, I'm so worried about this or that. Is this a problem?" I like to say, let's not jump to the apocalyptic scenario yet. But what Chauncey DeVega's article in Salon reminds us is that none of this is speculation. All of this stuff is in writing. And corporate media...
Well, it's interesting because you would think that, like he said, corporate media would say something about this, or they don't want people to panic. And we know this is going on. We know that as far as the black voter turnout in certain states, especially like here in Georgia, is low. People say, "Don't worry about the polls right now." No, believe me, you can talk amongst other people. I talk with people all the time. They're not interested in voting. Listen, people are voting their best interest. You have a lot of, it's mostly your older black people that's still supporting Democrats. You know, like I told y'all, I'm not a Democrat, Republican. I vote in my best interest. I'm neutral on this shit because I don't believe in either party. I don't think we need the two-party system. I think we're going to probably end up later on. I don't know how long we're going to probably be under a one-world government. Yeah, I think that actually going to happen eventually. So, it's something to think about, y'all. You know what I'm saying? We're going to get some more into this video. But, yeah.
Hi, it's It's Mimi from Mimi Cares Personal Care. We are currently accepting new clients. A few benefits of Mimi Cares is that we are affordable. We help the client become more comfortable at home with personal one-on-one care. Services that we provide is skilled and non-skilled nursing, companion care, COVID care, assistance with meals and nutrition, and some transportation services. You can reach us at mimicarespersonal.org. The office phone is 678-973-9782. Again, mimicarespersonal.org. Thank you.
Is not doing a good enough job of acknowledging the violent threats. And by violent, I don't always mean physically violent. I mean ideologically violent to our democracy, to our systems that we have. And what Chauncey DeVega urges people to do is to resist that first and foremost by ensuring that Donald Trump or DeSantis or whoever are not elected in 2024. Now let's talk about Agenda 47 and Project 2025.
So this sounds like some kind of liberal. This guy most definitely is a liberal. You know, his name David Pattman. You know, he got like 1.97 million subscribers. So he's a pretty big time YouTuber. But the point I'm trying to make, y'all, it don't matter if it's Democrat, Republican, because you got the, we call them people on the right side, the, God, who you call that group of people, they like conspiracy theory. Same thing here. Not saying this won't happen. I'm not saying, listen, I always told y'all, expect the unexpected. You got to, man, because you don't know what these people up to. And at the same time, a lot of these people in cahoots together, y'all. These people all work together a lot of times. Y'all think they don't. I know y'all don't want to believe that shit, but they do. And to a certain degree, they want this to happen. You know what I'm saying? So let me listen to a little bit more, and then we'll get into the comments. Y'all know how we do.
So many of you wrote to me about this over the last week. First, Agenda 47. Agenda 47, Trump would be the 47th president. That's the whole gist of the number. Agenda 47 is basically the harebrained and dangerous policy proposals that we've heard from Trump sort of over the last year, 9 to 12 months or so. And this includes things like, we'll take all the homeless people from cities, force them out into some camp. If it's in California, it would be in the desert. If it's, I don't know, in the South, it would be in some rural area. This is Trump's idea. We're going to force homeless people into camps, get them out of cities where they are reducing property values. We've talked about why it's crazy and it doesn't work. It wouldn't work. Agenda 47 calls for the death penalty for human traffickers and drug dealers. Trump...
Hey, now, the human traffickers, I'm with that shit. You know what I'm saying? Damn it.
We've talked about that before, and that is another aspect to this. Ending birthright citizenship. You no longer are automatically a citizen if you were born in the United States under this Agenda 47 if you were born to undocumented parents, saying it rewards undocumented immigration.
Hey, I mean, you'll have a lot of people agree with that. You know, I'm just saying now.
The Agenda 47 would also issue pardons and even a government apology, depending on which version of Trump's speech you look at, to many of the January 6th rioters, which is as crazy an idea as you can imagine. It would require police departments to start doing stop and frisk if they still...
Yeah, that part about the January 6th, they probably have a hard time with that one. Let's continue.
Want to continue receiving certain types of funding, and we've talked about the disaster that is stop and frisk. So that's Agenda 47, and that's bad enough.
That a stop and frisk thing, that's good, because you know who makes to get stopped and frisked. Black Americans.
Enough. But then we get to Project 2025. Project 2025 is bigger than Trump, but Project 2025 views Trump as the tool through which it will get itself implemented. The Heritage Foundation played a role in Project 2025. That's a right-wing think tank. It has ties to fossil fuel billionaire Charles Koch. What Project 2025 does is give a set of recommendations. It gives a personnel database and training opportunities. And maybe most importantly, Project 2025 has this 180-day playbook for the incoming president in 2025. Remember, November 24 election, inaugurated January 2025. What happens in those first 180 days or 6 months? And it is absolutely and completely crazy. The point of Project 2025 is to, quote, dismantle the administrative state. This is a phrase, Steve.
Hey, I've been telling y'all this for a long time. We need to dismantle this whole goddamn thing anyway. I'm talking about on both sides because it doesn't work, y'all. You got these old fossils, and Trump one of them too. These old fossils in government, Mitch McConnell, okay, Nancy Pelosi stepped her old ass down. We got Congressional Black Caucus. Most of them are old as hell. I mean, we can go on and on, y'all. We just need to dismantle the whole damn thing. Get these old fossils out. Get some new blood up in here. And we will see a change. But these young people, they don't even want to take the mantle. They don't want to, I guess they don't want to deal with this bullshit. Listen to a little bit more, and then we're going to get to the comments, y'all.
Bannon and others use, many right-wingers repeat it without even really knowing what it means. The idea is, of course, undo the policies of the Biden administration and what they call the radical left, the radical left that has very little power in the United States. But it does it by decimating or even eliminating many elements of government. Project 2025 would eliminate a whole bunch of the Department of Energy. That is a department, and those are offices that would be critical if we are going to ever transition off of fossil fuels. Why would a Koch-funded organization or plan want to do that? Well, I wonder. It's cynical, personal, financial interests.
And all of them doing it. God damn it.
Would cut renewable energy deployment. It would also push for ending birthright citizenship for U.S.-born people in the U.S. with undocumented parents. It would also issue pardons to many of the rioters. It would also require police departments to implement stop and frisk. Some of what is in Project 2025 violates international law. Project 2025 is also completely unrealistic. So as usual, it is one of these ways of getting people interested through promises that, of course, are never going to be made a reality.
Hey, I wouldn't say that if I was you. I'm gonna continue this on my TikTok live, y'all. If I don't do it tonight, probably tomorrow, because I got a podcast tonight on YouTube. But I'm gonna continue this on TikTok. You know, that's one of my biggest. My audience is more like Democrats and Republicans, so I'm gonna continue it on there. So let me go to these comments, y'all. We're going to get the hell up out of here. Somebody said, I'm surprised there hasn't been more coverage about Project 2025. I think it's definitely something that we could motivate some to vote who haven't came out before. Somebody said, every candidate, presidential and local, needs to be asked about this abhorrent plan. Somebody said, learning about the Heritage Foundation, the Family Research Council, the family, and how they all been working together for so long for this exact goal has got to be the scariest thing I've ever learned about. Man, y'all don't even know. Man, please. Y'all need... It's so many books out there y'all need to read. A new Trump president scares the living daylights out of me. So why? What did Trump do so bad? Y'all get caught up in this whole boogeyman concept. What in the hell, especially black people, what in the hell did Trump do so bad to black people, y'all? Stop riding the train. Think for yourself, man, because all these people are corrupt. Somebody said, I've been saying this for 2 years. I really believe that is what they are up to. Keep preaching, David. Make people realize what they are up to. Man, please. Somebody said, this is really terrifying. I think this country could be even close to this. To even think that a world would be mentioned in our country. I don't know. What are these people? Okay. And it might be the angle. Let me see, y'all. Somebody said, remember how he always expressed... Hold on, y'all. That's too long. I'm not trying to read no long paragraph. We've reached the actual reason Turberville is holding up military appointments. This is serious. Okay. I'm almost done, y'all. This is always, somebody said, this is all so very scary. I live in Kentucky where people think Trump is the only thing that can save us. I'm slowly going insane. Yeah, right. You'll be all right. Republicans have wanted this since the Reagan administration. Okay. Listen, y'all, like I said, I'm not saying the Republicans are any different, but these damn liberals be tripping me out, boy, with the bullshit they be pushing. And let me see. Somebody said, think. Okay, hold on. Somebody said, I read the article, immediately posted it on social media and asked all my friends to share it and warn their friends. I've seen this crap coming ever since Trump came down the escalator. Vote blue. Fuck the blue. Let me tell y'all something, man. These people, y'all, mark my words, they're going to use this bullshit right here to scare people. Project 2025, they're going to use that to try to make people go to the polls to vote Democrat. God damn it. In a way, the Republicans kind of put their foot in their mouth when they came up with this shit because, you know, the Democratic Party love to push that fear propaganda. You know what I'm saying? So it'll be interesting. But, you know, me as a black American, we got other agendas. We're not really paying attention to this, you know, because like I told y'all before. At the end of the day, America gonna fall within. It's not gonna be no outsiders gonna bring America down. It's gonna be the own American citizens because everybody's crazy. It's crazy as hell. You know what I'm saying? So that being said, y'all, I'm about to get up out of here. Make sure y'all like, share, follow, go to my YouTube channel, subscribe to the channel. You know, make sure you follow me on here. Go to TikTok, follow me on there. I'm gonna start doing Rumble, working on that. But yeah, man, just listen, man, and another thing, people, get your survival kit. We don't know what the hell is going to happen. A lot of y'all are not prepared if the shit pop off. A lot of people are too relaxed in their jobs, in their homes, in their life. And don't know, like, when that COVID bullshit came up, nobody was prepared. Nobody had no bug-out bags. Nobody had no food stacked away. Nobody didn't have no kind of weapons. Nobody didn't have no kind of you had generators and, you know, you should have camping supplies. You like I told y'all, get y'all hiking boots. I mean, first aid kits, batteries, wind-up radios, all that good stuff, man. I'm about to get back onto those type of things, get back on the technology piece, too. Like I said, I'm trying to, Thursday probably the only time I'll be on. So I'm not trying to do so much because I'm all over the place. But that being said, y'all, we're about to get up out of here. And I'll holler at y'all on the next one. Purchase your beat.